value, the strength of these native plants and plants in general for filtering and cleaning water. Some of you know Dave Whitney, he runs Eco Solutions here in Vermont. Really innovative technologies. This is a freshwater swimming pool, completely cleaned by plants and kept that way throughout the whole summer. Awesome technology through these natural systems. This is a camp on Maidstone Lake. You can, when we see a lot of plant growth right out front of a camp, that is suspect to probably a failing septic system, or there's a nutrient source coming to feeding those aquatic plants. And as it turned out, this camp owner did have a failing septic system, and it came back through. I don't know who designed it, but it was really kind of neat because it did sneak in right here behind the camp. I don't know a lot about this, but what I did love. Did you? And I don't think he took down any native plants, which I thought was really well done, because it's these things are tricky. There's not like a magic bullet solution and challenging. You did that? Nice work. Love it. Well, here's something I hope none of you did this one. This is up at Echo Lake. I mean, it was 80% cleared lot to begin with. There were a couple 200-year-old maple trees. They went down because of probably the client, the shoreline owner, wanted them down, and that would be their preference site for the leach field. It could have been, that might have been the only site for the leach field. Let's go with that. But it was kind of sad to see because it seemed like there could have been some other options there. But this is another reminder of how important native vegetation is, especially on our sensitive shorelines. We put out this poster series, Holly Greenleaf designed these. They're absolutely beautiful, and they are available if anyone's interested in these. And just to recap a little bit, so the Shoreland Protection Act and the Lakewise Program promotes lake-friendly development and redevelopment, protect and restore living shorelands with native plantings, reduce erosion and stormwater runoff, protect fish and wildlife habitat, and hopefully also we can all encourage our own sense of health and well-being in enjoying these beautiful places on Vermont lakes. So thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Any questions? Okay,
great. Lunch break.
Great, yeah. All right, great. Well, thank you to all the speakers this morning. We're gonna take a lunch break, come back at 12:45. If you wanna pick up post-service